You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Borderline joining us in the studio shortly.
My girl?
That girl.
By Borderline. Yes, that was a test, yes. I'm just making sure everyone is on the right page, myself included. Well, in the 95BFM studio, we are joined by four-piece indie pop band Borderline.
What's up?
In the last few weeks alone, they've concluded a multi-stop US tour, received 3 nominations for the Aotearoa Music Awards, joined Concord Publishing, and have recently announced their self-titled debut album with a national tour to support it, making them possibly the busiest band in Tamaki Makaurau. We're super chuffed to have you guys here, and hopefully you've squeezed in a nap before the interview.
Yeah, we're stoked to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So US tour, 20 days around the States. How was it?
It was so much fun. It was insane. Yeah, just like a dream come true. We're living in a tour bus, so, you know, tiny beds and little sleep, but it was great.
Who snores the most?
That'd be our driver.
That'd be our driver and manager, actually.
Driver, yeah. Hopefully not on the road.
Yeah. While he was driving.
By the amount the bus was shaking, but yeah. It was like living in like the world's smallest flat together, but we didn't kill each other, so it's
that's
great.
Good. That's good. Now, if I recall correctly, you guys kind of came across a bit of a thunderstorm situation in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah. It was not just a thunderstorm, it was a full-blown tornado.
Oh. Yeah. Two tornadoes.
Two that came, because we were staying in this little like RV park, and we heard that there was a tornado coming, and we found out the next day that two came past on either side of the trailer park. So, I mean, we missed it, but
Yeah. Also, you know how you get those emergency alerts on your phone?
We got
one that said like mobile homes and RVs will be destroyed.
Will be.
Yeah. And we were like, we've got a tour bus, so this
there
is
goes
great,
the deposit.
Great outcome. Yeah.
Max bought a new phone in the States though, and it only showed up on his phone. So you know, if only you hadn't bought that phone, then we wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah. Just blissfully riding towards two massive tornadoes.
Exactly.
Now, I remember being in Nashville last year, getting the tornado warning, and that was it was pretty terrifying.
It is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So three Alternative Music Award nominations. How awesome. What's it like?
It feels pretty amazing.
Surreal.
I don't think we've fully processed it yet. Like, we found out about it, and then it was like we're off on tour, and then we kind of came back and found out who we're up against, and that was wild. And now we're just kind of the awards are coming up, and we're very excited. It's just insane, like, to be in that lineup of it's like us, Lord, and Benny, which is like just the most crazy lineup, and it feels insane and so surreal to be up against them.
Yeah, we feel like we're up with like some of the coolest names in New Zealand music, and it feels like we're just like a little band from Auckland, and we're up there with those giants.
But it's great because like we know going in that we won't win, so it's great to go in and go like we won't win, but we're up against Lord and Benny, so of course
I don't
makes
know
sense.
About that. Nice to be nominated is what it is.
Yeah,
it means we don't have to write a speech.
We'll have to get you back in and you tell us about the old little sausage rolls they have on display there. So
yeah.
The true highlight of the
we'll tell you about the sad drinks afterwards.
Oh my gosh,
drowning our sorrows.
Did you have any questions, Jack?
Well, I was just gonna sort of riff on from what you were saying about Benny and Lord. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
We kind of, you know, look up to artists like that. They're like real, you know, heroes of ours as you know, Kiwi artists. So it's an honor.
Yeah, like there are videos of me singing Lord and Benny songs when I was like 10, you know, and now even if we don't win the award, we're up there with them, like on the I don't want to say on the same level because it feels like a little bit, but you know, we're there with them, and it feels like super surreal.
You're on the list with them, so I think you're definitely up with them.
It's pretty crazy. I think we're just so grateful, like, to be even considered for like best pop artist is insane. Like, it's so crazy. So we're very grateful, and I think we're just excited to go along and dress up and hang out and have a good time. So yeah, it's
open
gonna be great.
Bar.
That's what everyone's really there for, right?
Yeah.
So debut album, you just announced it. That's awesome. Tell us all about that.
I mean, it's been done for like over a year now.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So we've been holding onto it for a while, but
we've been itching to put it out.
So itching. Been very itchy. But yeah, I think we're really proud of it. Like, it feels very us, and it feels very kind of genuine, and like a great kind of like a little time capsule from the past like 3 years. And
and it's definitely like our best work by far. It's weird when you have your own music and you don't want to be saying, hey, I listen to my own music, but it's music that we made because it's music we want to hear, you know.
100%.
And we're still listening to it in the car and still liking it. I don't turn it off whenever it comes on, so you know, it must be good.
I'll tell you a little secret. When my band, our band, released our first single, I played it on silent overnight every night for about 2 weeks.
Oh, hell yeah. I did that too.
All of our listenership was just me, which
is great. Yeah. 10,000 streams, one monthly listener.
All our monthly listeners are just my separate accounts.
Awesome. Oh, awesome. Yeah. And the New Zealand tour to support. That's so cool. Where are you heading?
We're doing Auckland, Tauranga, Hamilton, Rotorua, Christchurch, Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's everything?
Wow.
I got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Really solid.
Revisiting places that we haven't been in a very long time, and we get to play another home show. It's been a long time since we've played a show in Auckland, so
yeah,
it's going to be a ton of fun.
It's at the Q Theatre, which is such an awesome venue, and so we're very excited to play there. And yeah, it just feels like so exciting to... I mean, we had our first rehearsal for the tour today.
Wicked.
Mm. And it's like so fun kind of diving into these new songs live and kind of figuring out how we're going to do them. And they sound pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I feel like we'd play the show tomorrow if we could. We're just super excited to play the album live for the first time. And it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's so much we've put into making these songs, and now to be able to, you know, play them as a band together is amazing. And just playing them live is going to be incredible.
Wicked. Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to say while you're on the air?
Just definitely buy tickets for the tour.
Yeah, come see us.
Buy merch, be fun. You know, send us money. That's always great.
Send us a lot of money.
No. We want to see you at the show. It's going to be a hell of a time. We're going to put on probably the best show we've ever put on. And it's going to be a ton of fun.
Oh, well, that's so exciting. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Amazing, awesome band. We're going to play the track When It's Raining, which is a personal favorite of mine. So hope you enjoy it as much as I can. Once again, thanks, fellas, and enjoy the song.
Thanks, guys.
You're on the booth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.